CKUT News Collective was yesterday at the University of Concordia Library for the launch of Quebec on the Move in Montreal. The Center for Community Organization, COCO, with the support of Concordia Office of Community Engagements, is presenting Quebec on the Move, an art exhibit about contemporary social movements. This exhibit features the extract from video interviews with 22 community organizers, and the art installation is in Concordia Library building from March 4 to March 18. We will hear now an interview from Kit Mallow, the spokesperson for the Center for Community Organization. She's going to talk about what is exactly Quebec on the Move. I'm here with Kit Mallow for Quebec on the Move. Hi, Kit.
Hi. Hi, Antoine.
What is the main meaning of Quebec on the Move and this reunion today?
Well, Quebec on the Move is a multi-layered project. One of the ways in which it's being expressed is through an installation that is here in the atrium at Concordia at the library building for the next 2.5 weeks. And Quebec on the Move, Quebec en Mouvement, is an exploration of individuals and community organizers that have been involved in social movements in Quebec over the last 50 years. And in particular, it started as an exploration of English-speaking individuals that were contributing to social movements in Quebec. So the premise of the project was to have younger activists interview people that they looked up to in terms of the work that they've been doing. And so what's come out of it is this really rich, diverse, much more linguistically ambiguous project that shows that English, French, and many other languages are a part of how Quebec society is engaged in talking about social fabric, politics, well-being, access. And so in some ways the title really reflects the feeling behind the show, Quebec en Mouvement. It's never static or stopped. It's always changing, and the diversity of the myriad of voices that make up this province, I think, are reflected in this show.
It's also a way to show that in Quebec in particular, and maybe in Canada also, there is social movements that are growing and that are very diverse and that represents a lot of different fights.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that one of the interesting things too is to see how, you know, there are people that have been interviewed. And if you watch the video, which is available online, as well as here in the atrium, you can see people from the 1960s labor movements, feminism, all the way up into the Printemps d'Arabe from a few years ago, obviously. And one of the things that's really interesting is how most of these people, even though they might have certain areas of focus, are speaking to a collective history. And so the way in which we're involved in something in a context, and so what does that mean for us as a society to understand that context? And so part of what we're hoping to do is give people, the viewer, the participant who's watching, an opportunity to think about how they might fit into that context, so that they're separate social movements, but there's a unifying element to these things as well.
Can you explain for our listeners what are the next events and what are what is the process of for those 2 weeks of Quebec en Mouvement, Quebec on the Move?
So there's two major parts of the program, although at Concordia, the Office of Community Engagement is our partner here, and they have some events that are happening simultaneously, and you can find out information about that on their website in conjunction with Quebec on the Move. But the actual exhibit itself is an installation in the atrium that has a timeline from the past 50 years of not only Quebec, but international dates of importance in terms of social movements, as well as a 20-minute video from the interviewees and interviewers talking about these issues. And so it's free to the public, and it's really the idea behind putting it in public space was to offer that type of possibility for engagement from any of the community around us, right? So it'll be here until the 18th of March, and then it goes to Quebec City at the end of the month, where it'll be part of a conference there around similar issues.